from KQED.
When parents of children born in the U.S. are deported, their kids sometimes stay behind. Many live with other family members in the United States, but thousands end up in foster care. The immigration bill being debated in the U.S. Senate could make it easier for these families to be reunited or stay together in the first place. But as things stand now, deported parents often face daunting challenges to get their children back. Jill Replego from the Public Radio Collaboration Fronteras Desk brings us this report from Tijuana, Mexico.
I meet Manuel and Maribel just a stone's throw from the international border that separates them from their three children. They asked me not to use their full names because they've had a difficult relationship with the Orange County social worker handling their child dependency case, and they're afraid of making it worse. The family lived near Mission Viejo in Southern California. Manuel called the U.S. home for 23 years and his wife 13 years. Their children, two boys 7 and 10 years old, and a girl who's 9, are all U.S. citizens. They say everything was going well until...
Es que no me gusta recordar lo que pasó. Es duro, ¿verdad?
I don't like to remember what happened. It's hard.
It's hard and embarrassing.
They didn't think about the life-shattering consequences. Shortly before Christmas in 2011, the couple was caught stealing toys from a store. They were deported, and Manuel's mother was given temporary custody of their children. Now they've been trying to get their kids back, to join them in Tijuana, for nearly a year and a half. That's a long time in child dependency cases. Manuel says they know what they did was wrong, but he says they've done everything the social worker and judge have asked them to do.
Whatever they ask us to go to therapy, we go. They ask us to get jobs, we're working. They asked us to get a home.
But, he says, the American social worker handling their case keeps giving them more tasks. Some California counties are getting used to dealing with these kinds of cross-border child dependency cases. San Diego and Orange counties both have international liaisons who work with Mexican authorities to make the process smoother. And these counties have a special deal, a room right at the Tijuana border crossing, where parents like Manuel and Maribel can visit with their children. When I meet the couple, they're walking back from one of these visits. They're carrying the leftovers of all the goodies they brought their kids.
Pizza, juice, these cupcakes that the kids love. Also some candy that they really like.
The visits are rejuvenating for Manuel and Maribel, but they can also be heartbreaking.
It seems like such a long time. It really hurts to be without them, especially now when I say goodbye. No, it's really sad for me.
The couple thinks if they could just be present at one of their family court hearings, show the judge and social worker what they're really like, how they've changed, maybe it would help their case. But they can't because they're barred from going back to the U.S. Seth Wessler is an expert on immigration enforcement and the child welfare system for the Applied Research Center, a think tank focused on racial justice.
So I heard over and over again from caseworkers and attorneys in these cases that when mothers and fathers aren't in the courtroom, it makes it much more difficult for those parents to argue to get their kids back.
On top of this, Wessler says, his research found a frequent bias against placing children in Mexico.
It's often about poverty in Mexico. It's often just about fear about Mexico itself.
Media shares all the things and horrible things that are happening in Mexico, and we all read that, and we're all aware of that.
Raquel Amezcua facilitates cross-border dependency cases for Children and Family Services of Orange County. She says she relies on the Mexican consulate in Orange County to help her agency gauge whether a child should be reunited with parents across the border. She says her agency is cautious.
We ask them, what about this city? What did the home study say? You know, what's the crime rate? Will they be employed? All those factors are considered.
Amezcua says social workers have to apply extra scrutiny to cases where children could be sent to live with family in Mexico, because once the child is across the border, they can't follow up and make sure it's working out. It's out of their jurisdiction.
Nos hacen dibujos.
Back at the border, Maribel unrolls a thick stack of handmade posters, cards, and letters given to her by her children during their visit.
Here it says, for my mom and dad, we love you very much.
Currently, immigrant parents with deportation orders have a very hard time proving they shouldn't be deported. The immigration reform bill under debate in the Senate includes provisions that could give immigration judges and agents more discretion to waive deportation for parents of U.S. citizen children. And the bill could give deportees like Maribel and Manuel, with minor criminal records and strong family ties in the U.S., a chance to apply to return legally. At this point, the couple has come to terms with the abrupt end to their life in California. They found that life in their home country isn't as hard as they feared. Manuel says he just wants to move on.
Turn the page, leave everything behind and move on. Everything new and forget about all that.
But he and his wife can't move on until an Orange County judge decides whether or not they'll get their kids back. For the California Report, I'm Jill Replogle in Tijuana.